Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we'll get back into this illegal alien roundup news coverage here in just a couple of minutes. Jesse Waters had a great segment last night. I got to get to and featured a good back and forth between Vice President J.D. Vance and Margaret Brennan at CBS. It's hysterical if you didn't see that back and forth. Plus, President Trump announces a slate of new executive orders. But since we just had the legislative update there at the end of the 6 o'clock hour of the show, let me get to a few headlines for you. Let me actually fix a couple headlines for you first. Here we go from the Liberal Lee newspapers. Where was it at here? Here we go. Montana lawmakers consider another bill targeting youth gender affirming care. Let me fix the headline for you here, Liberal Lee newspapers. Montana lawmakers consider another bill protecting youth, not targeting youth gender affirming care, protecting the youth. They've got another bill to protect kids. See, here's the deal, Liberal Lee newspapers. If the Democrats get their way, these kids are given drugs and they're getting body parts chopped off that they can never recover from. That if by the time they're 18, 19, or 35, they say, God, I really shouldn't have chopped that body part off. I really shouldn't have messed with my body by taking all those drugs when I was 10. They can't reverse it then. But if, on the flip side, if the Republicans get their way and they say, hey, we're going to protect these kids, we're not going to allow this child abuse from their deranged liberal parents to chop their body parts off when they're 9, 10, 11 years old. And then on the flip side, if by the time they're 21 or 35 or whenever, they'd say, you know what, I think I'm going to take these drugs and I think I'm going to chop off these body parts. Well, it's their own decision. They're grown adults. And even though there are occasions where we tell grown adults what they can and can't do, society is saying, hey, you want to do that as a grown adult? You can do that as a grown adult. But you're not chopping the body parts off of kids. That's what the Republicans. But that's the quickest way to spot liberal bias in the media is just look at the headline. Targeting youth gender affirming care. No, they're protecting the youth. You're the ones with your propaganda that are targeting kids. Yeah, there's another one from that left-wing blog. Montana Senate Judicial Committee takes up bill that criminalizes care for gender youth. Yeah, chopping body parts off of kids. They call that care. One main point I want to make about this, too, is look, this should already be considered against the law. Chopping body parts off of kids in the name of this radical transgender theory should already be against the law, should already be considered child abuse. Anybody in their right minds would have already considered it as such. But because our liberal courts are so crazy, you have to legislate common sense right now because they are trying to upend everything. They are trying to say that wrong is right, boy is girl, up is down, and on and on and on. So that's why the legislature has to come in and legislate common sense to protect these kids from a life-altering decision that can't be reversed down the road. All right, back into your phone calls right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will range from around 30 in Bozeman to the mid-40s in the Billings area. For tonight, we're looking at clear skies, low temperatures from around 12 in Bozeman to the mid-20s in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect more sunshine, upper 30s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Well, there's a new president. He is also an old president. He also gets a lot of high marks from Second Amendment advocates. And with President Trump and his fellow Republicans in control of Congress, up again comes the issue of carry rights. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie has already introduced a bill for nationwide permitless carry. Massey says every state ought to be like Kentucky, where law-abiding citizens should be able to acquire, possess, and carry firearms without a need for a permit or a license. The bill would make it unlawful for states or local governments to require permits or licenses, or to instill any obstacle to a person wishing to exercise those rights, provided they aren't precluded from doing so, such as by having a criminal record. It's not the first time Republicans have tried nationalizing carry rights, but it's not yet known if this proposed law could get enough votes. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
So Attorney General Austin Knutson was telling us about the new modular pistol produced by Shield Arms in Big Fork. We've got a photo of that on our Montana Talks website. And what about you Army infantrymen who shot the 203? Well, check out this new grenade launcher built by a Montanan. That photo, that story, MontanaTalks.com. Plus, I got shot at the SHOT Show in Vegas. I survived, and you might have some fun watching the video. MontanaTalks.com. Well, it's that.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
One of the headlines that caught my eye last week while we were at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, we touched on it briefly, but we need to circle back on this one there, Jen Psaki. Montana refugee program fearing drastic cutbacks following Trump executive order. Look, they've been vetted. No, they haven't. There's nothing to vet. They haven't been vetted. And we had a former ICE field director last week join us in person, tell us that they've basically destroyed the refugee program, the whole asylee vetting. It's virtually non-existent. And so, look, I get it that some of these people that are a part of these so-called refugee programs, they think they're doing good. They think they're being helpful. They truly believe it. In their hearts, they think, I'm helping. I'm so good. Look at me. And it's like, guys, this isn't the refugee program of 40 years ago. They have totally destroyed the whole program. There is no vetting. That's part of what J.D. Vance, Vice President J.D. Vance, got into this back and forth with Margaret Brennan from CBS over. I'll play that for you here in just a second. But first, let's get back into the phone lines, 406-294-0970. Nancy in Roundup, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. There's going to be 10,000 illegals and possibly refugees deported from our state. There's a chart that I discovered on online, and it gives how many are going to be deported in every state. When you and I first started to talk about this issue about 6 years ago on your show, there was about 5,000 illegals in our state, and that has doubled. Now, I got a chance to talk to the mayor of Helena yesterday, who is an African refugee on your sister station, KGVO. He was on during the last hour. I got to talk to him twice. And he seems to think that it's okay, that we're not an island, that anybody and everybody can just walk in our country, take our jobs, our housing, and everything else. And so I, you know, set him straight. Like I told him.
Yeah, he's a hardcore leftist, yeah.
Yeah, I told him, I said, it took us almost 250 years to get what we've had. We fought a revolution, a civil war. We've made many, many, many sacrifices. And I said, nobody has a right to just walk in. He said, you're not an island, but we're a sovereign nation. That does make us an island, in a way. But I tell you what the problem is. We're too generous to foreigners. He came from Northern Africa. Africa has 54 countries that make up the continent. Him and his wife could have went to another country there in Africa and made a new life. But let me tell you what happened. His wife got a scholarship to be a nurse here in the United States, and she left, and he wanted to follow her, and he was complaining it took him 2 years to become get refugee status. And I've interviewed legal immigrants, and they told me it took them 11 years to get to become an illegal American citizen. So I'm all for the refugee program to end. I think it needs to be ended. And I can't wait until these 10,000 are deported. You had that horrible story of another American woman being raped by an illegal alien Sunday morning. Enough is enough.
In Bozeman. Yeah, in Bozeman. Yeah, this was the headline. Man faces rape, kidnapping charges, After being found with woman at Bozeman Beach, he's now being held on an immigration detainer or an ICE hold in the Gallatin County Detention Facility. KBZK had that story. Nancy, send me a link to that list, because that's one thing I know. It's like, okay, how many illegal aliens do we have in Montana? And if there's a list of how many and who and where, I would love to see that one, because, you know, now maybe it's just an estimate. But either way, I'd love to see that list. Shoot that over to me via email or X. Either way, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Yeah, the refugee program has just been destroyed. Absolutely destroyed. We heard that from John Fabricatori, who was an ICE field office director for the entire state of Colorado and for the entire state of Wyoming. And he joined us at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas last week and talked about how, look, they'll tell you these people are vetted. Yeah, maybe once upon a time, not anymore. The whole thing has been abused. They've abused the program so that they can basically, you know, take illegal aliens and then give them some sort of a status. Listen to a part of Jesse Waters' program last night on Fox News, where he highlights this back and forth with Vice President J.D. Vance and Margaret Brennan from CBS.
The media is still taking the side of foreign nationals. Margaret Brennan at CBS says, come on, J.D., many of these illegals were vetted.
I don't agree that all these immigrants or all these refugees have been properly vetted. In fact, we know that there are cases of people who allegedly were properly vetted and then were literally planning terrorist attacks on our country. That happened during the campaign, if you may remember.
These people are vetted.
Just like the guy who planned a terrorist attack in Oklahoma a few months ago, he was allegedly properly vetted.
That was a very particular case. It wasn't clear if he was radicalized when he got here or while he was living here.
I don't really care, Margaret. I don't want that person in my country, and I think most Americans agree with me.
Oh, listen to the backflips that lady was doing right. Well, we don't know when he got radicalized. Oh, for Pete's sake, give me a break. I'll tell you what. You could just take most of these mainstream media outlets and flush them down the toilet. Hey, speaking of toilets, how many people out there, you want to redesign your bathroom? You really want to, you know, modernize your bathroom, make it look a lot better, make it feel a lot better. You can transform your space up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. Well, YHIC, your home improvement company, they've got that opportunity for you right now. Plus, they've got an unbeatable deal on windows. You can buy two windows, get two free. Yes, free. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. Whether it's windows, bathrooms, or both, this is a limited time offer you don't want to miss. Again, buy two windows, get two free, or get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel. 406-948-2836. Go to YHIC.com to find out how your home improvement company can help you right now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It's fun to think about the future and how new technologies might shape it. The whole genre of science fiction is testimony to the imagination and creativity in describing what societies and life itself might lie ahead. But the large advances in machine intelligence in recent years should remind us that the future is not as far away as you might think. The fast ramp-up of artificial intelligence, or AI, has been a seismic event in just about everywhere you look, in financial markets, in science, and the way businesses operate. It's developing so fast, it's difficult to even talk about it coherently. Remember when computers couldn't defeat grandmasters in chess? History is full of examples of new technologies that could do amazing things in their time, but they didn't truly explode until they solved problems. Often that requires some kind of complementary innovation. If history is any guide, the AI revolution in the economy might be a bit slower than its amazing demonstrations might suggest. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Fox Rocks. I'm Michelle Polino. Incubus have announced a new run of North American tour dates, during which they'll perform their beloved album Morning View in full, an extension of last year's Morning View and the Hits tour, kicks off June 25th in Nashville, and it'll span a total of 13 shows, with stops in St. Louis, Salt Lake City, Atlantic City, New Jersey, wrapping up in Los Angeles in October. The newly reunited Rilo Kiley is set to play the annual Just Like Heaven Festival in Pasadena, California. It'll be the band's first show since 2008, with the group joining Vampire Weekend as co-headliners May 10th. Tickets on sale Friday. Because of the region's wildfires, Golden Voice is offering verified first responders
two complimentary passes each to the festival. The lineup includes Empire of the Sun, Block Party, TV on the Radio, and more. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council are praising the U.S. House for passing the Acres Act and Fix Our Forests Act, both aimed at reducing wildfire risks and improving federal land management. The Acres Act, introduced by Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin, mandates accurate reporting on hazardous wildfire fuel reduction by federal agencies, addressing past discrepancies in U.S. Forest Service data. The Fix Our Forests Act, introduced by Arkansas Republican Representative Bruce Westerman, promotes livestock grazing as a wildfire prevention tool, limits frivolous lawsuits, and enhances measures to protect western landscapes. Cattle and sheep leaders emphasize the importance of supporting farmers and ranchers whose efforts play a key role in wildfire mitigation. The bipartisan legislation now heads to the Senate with hopes for swift approval ahead of the 2025 wildfire season. In livestock market news, across Montana's USDA livestock market reporting sale barns, feeder cattle prices saw steady to higher prices, with steers under 700 pounds mostly steady, with those over 700 pounds $4 to $8 higher. Heifers under 450 pounds were lightly tested, while those weighing 4.5 to 650 pounds were steady to $15 higher. Bred heifers averaged $2,750 up to $3,100 a head. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Oh, there's some more Montana legislature headlines that I meant to get to. In the opener of the 7 o'clock hour, I referenced a couple of headlines, but a couple more for you here. And then I want to talk birthright citizenship. Birthright citizenship. This is basically the concept of where, hey, you could be a Communist Chinese Party member and then say, you know what? Hey, let's go travel to Los Angeles and then give birth to the baby in L.A. And then, boom, now that baby is an American citizen. That is not what our Constitution called for. But, of course, you had an activist ruling out of the United States Supreme Court once upon a time that totally upended this concept of birthright citizenship. Will the United States Supreme Court get an opportunity to fix that, to right that wrong? They may. Wait till you hear this report. But to put this in perspective here, actually, let's start there since I'm already in it, and then I'll get to a couple more legislative headlines here in a second. I'll keep those headlines in my hand here, otherwise I'll forget, because we'll start talking. We've got phone lines open as well if you want to jump in on the conversation. So let me share this. Okay, good. I put this headline front and center here. This is a FoxNews.com story. The birthright citizenship debate exploded back into the national discourse this week after President Donald Trump signed an executive order banning it. Trump's ban was slated to take effect on February 19th, but a federal judge in Seattle on Thursday temporarily blocked the order. But wait till I tell you the numbers just from 2023 alone. You know, think about the millions of illegal aliens that have flooded into this country just in the last 4 years when we had Joe Biden and John Tester and the Democrats, allowing this invasion to occur. How many of them gave birth in the United States and will now say, well, they're U.S. citizens, just like that? Wait till you hear these numbers. And then kind of a funny sidebar. So I should have taken a picture. I saw a sticker on a light pole. I was walking on the south side of Billings yesterday afternoon. I see this sticker on a light pole, and I'm like, oh, here we go. The left-wing activists, you know, the ones that showed up at the Yellowstone County Commission meeting yesterday because they're opposed to deporting illegal aliens. These left-wing activists are out in force in Billings, Montana, of all places. There was a sign that you could – now, unless I read it wrong, I should have taken a picture of the sticker, but it said something to this effect. It said – like water, defund ICE. So it was a defund ICE sticker on a power pole or a light pole on the south side of Billings, just right near downtown Billings. And it's like, oh, here we go again. The Democrats in Billings are up to their old antics, calling to defund ICE once again. But I also thought about it this way. I'm like, like water, defund ICE. Okay, what's your point? But then I got to think about it. Okay, wait a minute. We're talking about water and California and fires. And these very same environmental activists who are telling us, we don't have enough water. There's not enough water. They have no problem bringing millions of people here from other countries that will do what? Consume more water. I mean, the very people that will scream and shout that Bozeman has no water. Well, we don't have water in Bozeman. We don't have water in Bozeman. Yeah, we do. We just send it all downstream every year. Maybe we need to figure out how to hold on to more of that water. But the very same people that will say we don't have water in Bozeman are the same people saying bring more illegal aliens to drink more water and consume more water. That's why these people are just, they just say all sorts of outlandish things, and they just virtue signal about everything. And they don't even realize how, they're trying to save the water over here, and they're legends in their own minds, and then they're like destroying the availability of water over here. How many more illegal aliens are consuming more water in California? And then they don't have water to fight fires. Anyway. We could go on and on and on. So back to this whole birthright citizenship deal. So they've allowed, millions and millions of illegal aliens to flood into this country. Just in 2023 alone, up to 250,000 children were born to illegal aliens in the United States. So if you use this twisted view of birthright citizenship, You've just now allowed basically 250,000 more non-citizens to become citizens, just like that. And then what ends up happening is then you get the chain migration thing. Well, if this person's a U.S. citizen, well, then, they got to bring this person and this person and this person and this person, and on we go. And then they wonder why all the water is being used up. So this is why I'm so glad that President Trump is forcing a conversation on birthright citizenship, and a conversation that could hopefully go back to the United States Supreme Court with a better outcome. I'll give you the details right after this. Being born on American soil means that you automatically become a citizen. Then how come Native Americans weren't considered citizens and weren't allowed to vote? I mean, they were sovereign nations, tribal nations. And it wasn't until about 100 years ago, just a little over 100 years ago. I mean, if anybody should have birthright citizenship, it should have been Native Americans, right? So why didn't they have that? Oh, maybe because when the United States Constitution was put together, the whole notion that simply being born on American soil didn't also equate to citizenship in the United States of America. Now, thankfully, the American people corrected that and gave the right to vote and citizenship to Native Americans. But that's why these white liberals that love the birthright citizenship concept, I see that as a slap in the face to Native Americans. That's what these woke white liberals are doing with birthright citizenship. I think it's a slap in the face to Native Americans in particular. But here's a report from David Spunt with Fox News.
Trump is continuing his fight to change birthright citizenship. The Justice Department reworking its argument after a ruling last week temporarily blocking Trump's executive order. Brett Tolman with reaction to that coming up soon. But first, Justice correspondent David Spunt with the latest on all of this. And David, how is the Trump administration planning to fight the challenge?
John, they want to do this through the old-fashioned legal process through the courts, federal court, maybe all the way up to the Supreme Court. You could do it and get rid of birthright citizenship or change it by amending the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, changing it. But they want to do this through the courts. Here's the vice president yesterday on birthright citizenship.
If you come here on vacation and you have a baby in an American hospital, that baby doesn't become an American citizen. If you're an illegal alien and you come here temporarily, hopefully, your child does not become an American citizen by virtue of just having been born on American soil.
Last week, a federal judge in Seattle swiftly blocked an executive order that would redefine birthright citizenship. The judge called the president's order, quote, blatantly unconstitutional. He put a 14-day freeze on that order. It ends next week. 22 states sued in separate lawsuits.
This is step one, but to hear the judge from the bench say that in his 40 years as a judge, he has never seen something so blatantly unconstitutional sets the tone for the seriousness of this effort.
And this restraining order sets the administration on a likely path to the Supreme Court. Last week, House Republicans introduced a bill to end birthright citizenship. But even if that became law, that may not be enough because, as I mentioned, it's in the Constitution's 14th Amendment adopted in 1868. It reads in part, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. DOJ is focusing on John and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. They believe they can win this case. There's a hearing next week in Seattle on the merits of this case before that same Seattle judge.
So I hope it gets out of some liberal judge in Seattle's hands and the United States Supreme Court is able to weigh in and weigh in correctly with the right way. This is just, anyway, this is partly why we're in the mess that we're in right now is because of this whole concept. Hey,
this is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, I am still holding these legislative news headlines in my hand so that I can get to a couple more of these. And then we got John Jackson, the Joker from X, joining us starting in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. First, let's go back into the phone lines, 406-294-0970. Chris in Billings, listening to KBUL. Great to hear from you, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Aaron, real quick. I try to espouse information instead of opinion. I've got 2 points real quick. The illegal citizenship, if somebody reads the amendment at the very end, it alludes to judicial, I forget the exact phrasing, and it's never been judicially decided in the courts. And what Trump did was force it. They're trying to demonize him, but the courts will decide. Okay, that's that one. Number two is I listened to this morning the ICE in Chicago. What they've been doing is taking lawyers with them. And a lot of these illegals are deliberately going to schools and churches so the media can espouse misinformation about ICE going in and arresting people at these places.
Yeah, so they can say, oh, why are you going into schools? Because they want to give you the appearance that they're taking little kids out of a third grade classroom so they can deport them when that's not what they are doing. Yeah. I think Tom Holman referenced that. Let me I think I may have a particular soundbite for Tom Holman where he referenced that very point. But yeah, go ahead.
And while you're looking for that, people are deliberately holding their kids at home in fear, quote unquote, of what's going on. And it's just a lot of misinformation. They're trying to adjust social opinion like they usually do instead of the facts.
Exactly. They're trying to create chaos. Yeah. They're trying to create confusion. Oh, yeah. Because they're trying to erode public support for this plan. And we saw this coming. That's why Tom Holman is just such an incredible American patriot, because he's not just sitting in his office making the right decisions. He's getting out there and selling it to the public, and he's going into hostile media outlets and defending and properly representing everything that they're doing and communicating this to the people, because there is going to come a time where, all right, you know, once we get the worst of these criminal illegal aliens out, then it's time to go for the rest. And he need to and having somebody like him be able to explain why that needs to happen. And it's like this whole birthright citizenship thing.
Yeah.
We're never going to truly secure our borders as long as that is that incentive remains in place. Yep. As long as there is an incentive for people to come to this country legally or illegally and then just give birth and then all of a sudden, boom, there's the free citizenship. That's not how the Constitution was written nor interpreted with the founders' intent. It's been twisted and manipulated over the years,
yep.
Which is why I'm glad President Trump is forcing this issue. I just hope we have a Supreme Court with a backbone to do the right thing on this issue, and we don't get a couple squishy ones that keep birthright citizenship in place.
Well, when it reaches them, yes. The other thing I would Vance was outstanding on CBS over the weekend.
Yeah.
That guy is sharp. He is outstanding. The way he retorts to these stupid media people, it's a good interview to watch. I don't know if he played any clips.
Yeah, a few minutes ago. That was the Jesse Waters one that we played just a few minutes ago. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. I appreciate it. I played a little bit of Tom Homan in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. I won't play the entire clip, but I wonder if actually. I think he kind of references this. Where do we go here? Does he reference these schools? Let me see here. Well, okay, let me just go with this. So I played part of a Jesse Waters segment last night where he had, you know, J.D. Vance and the back and forth with Margaret Brennan. But I think right before that is when Tom Homan also tackled this whole topic of, you know, enforcement.
There's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide.
What criminals are hiding in schools?
Look,
middle schools, elementary schools. You going to go into those?
How many MS-13 members are age 14 and 17? Many of them. So, look, if it's a national security threat, public safety threat, and what you need to understand is a case by case. Name another agency, another law enforcement agency that has those type of requirements that they can't walk into a school or doctor's office or on a medical campus. No other agencies have those standards. The message needs to be clear. There's consequences for entering a country illegally. If we don't show those consequences, you're never going to fix the border problem.
Police can arrest Americans in schools. Why can't ICE arrest illegals there? The media is complaining and Hollywood's crying. Actress Selena Gomez, who's half Mexican, is very upset that dangerous illegals are being booted out of the country. Tom Homan says, sorry, not sorry.
We're going to do this job, and we're going to enforce the laws of this country. If they don't like it, then go to Congress and change the law. We're going to do this operational apology. We're going to make our community safer. We're going to save. Once we lock that border on continuous operation, you're going to see fentanyl deaths decrease, illegal alien crime decrease, sex trafficking decrease. It's just all for the good of this nation, and we're going to keep going. No apologies. We're moving forward.
All right. Yeah. So, wow. Great comments all around. I'm glad that was the clip I was thinking of. So, hey, why might ICE officials be going into a school? Well, there's MS-13 gang members who are terrorizing American children. I mean, think about it. Billings, Montana. Didn't we just have a big conversation in the last couple of years about gang activity in our schools? Oh, why would somebody go into the schools to arrest somebody? Maybe so that you don't have gangbangers threatening your kids. Why are the police in the schools? To protect the kids in the school. I mean, for Pete's sake here, people, give me a break. By the way, that reminds me. So later this week, Friday at noon, at the state capitol in Helena, they're having their big school choice rally. I always thought it was very interesting. Jake Penwell, a friend of mine, when he was running ACE Scholarships in Montana, we were talking to him about school choice. And he said that, you know, the number one reason why people oftentimes seek out a school choice option, you would think it would be religious concerns. Well, I don't want my kids in that public school because of A, B, C, or D. That's why I'm sending them to the Catholic school or the Lutheran school or the Christian school. Or hey, I really like that international language program at that private school in Missoula, so I'm going to send my kid there, whatever the reason is. But the number one reason people seek out a school choice option for their kids is safety, is security. Their kid didn't feel safe, or they didn't feel safe for their kids, so they said, I got to get them out of this school. They're getting harassed, they're getting bullied, they're getting threatened. Maybe there's gang activity or whatever, and I'm putting them over here. Oh, no. Here's the liberal media. Oh, no.
there's police going into this school and taking out gang-banging illegal thugs. Oh, goodness. My goodness. Okay, a couple more legislative headlines. Speaking of the school choice rally on the steps of the Capitol, a couple other headlines. Yesterday, I told you on the show, so there's been this controversy over the former president of the Montana Senate, Jason Ellsworth. He's a Republican state senator out of the Bitterroot Valley, I think out of Hamilton. There's been a lot of headlines back and forth. Let me just share a couple headlines here from the Montana Television Network. The Montana Senate refers Ellsworth contract questions to Ethics Committee. NBC Montana, Senate approves launch of ethics probe into Senator Ellsworth's, quote, illegal contract. They write this, an ethics investigation is being launched against a Republican senator after early findings of an audit determined he entered into a contract with a business associate illegally. During Monday's Senate floor session, the body voted 49-0 to refer review of the contract signed by Ellsworth to the body's ethics committee for further review. And it's worth noting here that Senator Ellsworth himself also voted in support of sending this to the ethics committee. He says he wants it to be fully investigated and then to be able to move on. So, he did vote in support of that own ethics review being pushed over to the ethics committee. So that's kind of the latest on that one. I think it was on this very show about 1 week ago, David Noble was filling in for us, and former state Senate Majority Leader Jeff Essman had called for the Senate to take action against Ellsworth. It's also worth noting here that, remember, you've had 8 or 9 Republican state senators that were voting with the Democrats on the big rules debate. And so they were voting against their party leadership in the state Senate and siding with the Democrats. And so Ellsworth is the former Senate president who lost the race against current Senate president Matt Regeer out of Kalispell. So after, you know, kind of staging what many seem to be a mutiny against the Republican leadership, Ellsworth is now facing these ethical questions that have now been referred to the Ethics Committee. And even the Democrats are now taking shots at him.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Go. With more than 600 new items on shelves, Amazon Go makes it easy to handle whatever today has in store. Because where else can you drop off an Amazon return and pick up a freshly baked pizza for dinner? Or grab nitro cold brews for now, plus made-to-order sandwiches for later? Or find must-haves like milk and eggs alongside really wants like froyo and sushi? Stop by your newly renovated Amazon Go in Mill Creek and handle whatever today has in store.
Fox News commentary.
President Trump has peeled away taxpayer-funded security detail from Tony Fauci and others. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
As President Donald Trump begins his second term.
Promises made, promises kept. We're going to keep our promises.
Stick with the Fox News Rundown as history is made during his first 100 days. Whether it impacts your family, your wallet, or the world, our team of journalists will give you the sharp analysis and perspective you expect from Fox News. The Fox News Rundown, the first 100 days. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Joe Biden gave former NIH Director Tony Fauci a preemptive pardon, but that pardon doesn't grant him lifelong taxpayer-funded security. President Trump has revoked this ridiculous perk from Fauci, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, and others. At a stop in North Carolina last week, Trump correctly noted that being a former government official doesn't afford you free and lifelong security protection. He also noted that these former officials made plenty of money in their 10 years in government and should be able to foot the bill for private security. Fauci has reportedly already done that. He was formerly the highest-paid government official, so he has the dough to take care of it himself. It's utterly ridiculous to expect the American people to pick up the tab for their protection in perpetuity. I see Fauci as a treasonous traitor, but either way, cutting off this perk will save taxpayer-funded dollars and cut government waste. It's a win-win. Sorry, Tony. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will range from around 30 in Bozeman to the mid-40s in the Billings area. For tonight, we're looking at clear skies, low temperatures from around 12 in Bozeman to the mid-20s in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect more sunshine, upper 30s in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
So Attorney General Austin Knutson was telling us about the new modular pistol produced by Shield Arms in Big Fork. We've got a photo of that on our Montana Talks website. And what about you Army infantrymen who shot the 203? Well, check out this new grenade launcher built by a Montanan. That photo, that story, MontanaTalks.com. Plus, I got shot at the SHOT Show in Vegas. I survived.
Slash guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas and Saunas Live Well, Feel Better Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John Jackson, the Joker from Mets. He gets care packages now. This is like 2 weeks in a row he gets care packages sent to him here. Anyway, from his great followers. That was like whenever George Blackard was in the house with us. People would send up donuts and coffee. And by the way, I got to send a note to George, see how he's doing down there in Texas. Man, that guy is great. We sure miss him on Freedom Fridays, but we may have a fun new addition for Freedom Friday here pretty soon. Anyway, where was I going to go with this? I tell you what, the DEA down in Denver, the DEA, their social media team, their agents absolutely crushed it. Best social media team victory of the week. So they were the ones that, you know, they had this big raid of the Tren de Aragua party down there. Yeah, that's right. They ruined your Black Panther party. They ruined your Tren de Aragua party. They showed the picture of the Coronas still in the ice buckets. That's how smooth and efficient this DEA-led raid was down in Colorado. And then they put 50 illegal aliens on a bus. It was absolutely incredible. Jonathan Pullen, I think is his name, special agent in charge down there for the Rocky Mountain Division, or at least down in Denver. He was on Fox News yesterday and talked a little bit about that raid.
We've been following TDA here in Denver for a number of months. When I first arrived here in Colorado 7 months ago as the new special agent in charge, saying the words TDA around the city of Denver was like saying a four-letter word in church. No one wanted to talk about it. But then my agents finally and quickly realized that we had a TDA trafficker who moved around 12 kilos of fentanyl across the mountains coming into the city. So that really started us looking at these traffickers and what they were doing and who they were associated with. And then so for the next several months, we've been able to identify more and more of them, link them to other states, link them to numerous other countries, follow them between these sort of makeshift nightclubs. And that's what you see in the images on the screen now. The culmination was a federal search warrant executed at one of those makeshift nightclubs where we found about 50 people inside on early Sunday morning.
Were there drugs and weapons in there?
Absolutely. So these are dangerous criminals. You've seen from those videos that came out of Aurora a few months ago, these guys are carrying pistols and AK-47. These are serious bad guys. So we showed up in force. There were pistols found inside several of them. We found cocaine. We found crack cocaine. We also found a drug called 2C, also known as pink cocaine.
Mm-hmm. So you've been on the job for 7 months. What's different now under this leadership than it was even a couple of months ago?
So this has been an ongoing investigation for DEA, but I can tell you what's different now, I think, is that there's a renewed focus on the most violent criminals in our cities and across the nation. And I think that's an important thing. You know, I'm a citizen of the Denver area, too. And I want to wake up to a safer city. And I think that's what happened here. We took, over 40 people into custody. A lot of these people have criminal records. And so I think the people in the city of Denver woke up today to a safer city.
Wasn't that interesting what he had to say about how when he first showed up in Denver as the special agent in charge for the DEA, that if he wanted to talk about TDA, Tren de Aragua, it was like a four-letter word. How dare you say that? It was like cussing in church, he said. Here's a federal law enforcement officer talking about a threat to the citizens of this country. Drugs, illegal guns, violence, all sorts of criminality. Don't you dare talk about that. Don't you dare. Look at the extent to which Democrats in Colorado and the liberal media, look at the extent to which they went to
to where even a federal law enforcement agent felt like he couldn't talk about a threat to this country without getting that sort of a reaction from local officials on the ground. I mean, this is beyond just ideology of the left. This makes you wonder, are these people being bribed? Do they know that there is money being funneled into their campaigns? Why are they so in the back pocket of the criminals and the drug lords that are targeting their people?
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It's fun to think about the future and how new technologies might shape it. The whole genre of science fiction is testimony to the imagination and creativity in describing what societies and life itself might lie ahead. But the large advances in machine intelligence in recent years should remind us that the future is not as far away as you might think. The fast ramp-up of artificial intelligence, or AI, has been a seismic event in just about everywhere you look, in financial markets, in science, and the way businesses operate. It's developing so fast, it's difficult to even talk about it coherently. Remember when computers couldn't defeat grandmasters in chess? History is full of examples of new technologies that could do amazing things in their time, but they didn't truly explode until they solved problems. Often that requires some kind of complementary innovation. If history is any guide, the AI revolution in the economy might be a bit slower than its amazing demonstrations might suggest. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.